Well, Friday was supposedly the deadline for an in-principle, and glad to see that things seem to be okay, as you heard in the news. No properties at risk with those bushfires in the Blue Mountains, which is good news. They had a bit of rain last night too. Friday was supposedly the deadline for an in-principle agreement on this proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership free trade deal. After 5 years of talks, no agreement was reached. Apparently, trade ministers from the 12 participating countries will talk later in the year. My reading of this is that it's over. There's a Canadian election expected to be called this week, and a US presidential election ramping up. Trade talks are unlikely to be the biggest issue on those countries' agendas. Medicines, cars, dairy were apparently the key sticking points. You could add sugar to that. The 12 countries participating in the talks represent 40% of the world's economy. As I've said a million times, free trade may sound like a good idea. The reality may be quite different. Reserve Bank board member Heather Ridout said Australia would regret signing any agreement containing so-called investor state dispute settlement clauses, which would allow foreign companies to sue Australian governments if the companies believed government regulations discriminated against them. And she said governments have a right to tax, a right to do a whole lot of stuff. Why would you take that away from them? Similar criticism has come from the former High Court Chief Justice Robert French, the Productivity Commission, and the Harper Competition Inquiry, to say nothing of the unions. The Australian Industry Group Chief Executive Innes Willocks says there's no harm in taking extra time to get the deal right. My view is this is now moved into the never-never, and the failure of these talks could well be a blessing in disguise.